Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be here, to worship alongside one another, Lord. It reminds me of Philippians 2:2, where it says they were with one accord in one mind. And Lord, that's my prayer today, Lord, that as we're here together, that we would have one mind and one heart. And that's to give you praise. That's to seek you, Lord, and to desire you to be here, to commune with us, Lord. Lord, I ask right now, Lord, that you would calm our hearts and that we would allow you, Lord, to come and to look over our lives. And Lord, is there any wrong way in me? And if so, convict our hearts, Lord, because you're faithful to restore us, Lord. You're faithful to forgive. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray, amen. As you guys know, we're going to take communion together this morning. And before we did that, I wanted to share a little bit with you about a guy that I think the majority of us can relate to. A guy by the name of Peter, the disciple, the apostle Peter. He is one of the guys that kind of stands out. We see him screw up a lot. We see him put his foot in his mouth a lot. And I think in the midst of that, there was the opportunity for him to be discouraged. I was talking to my brother over there right before service started, and he was telling me about his football game that he has today. And he said the team that they're playing today was the first team that they played at the beginning of the season, and they were beat by him. And you know, that has the opportunity to bring great discouragement. The first game of the season, and they're beat. But you know what? They overcame it because they've won the rest of the games. And then today, they get a chance to go and defeat them. Something that could have brought in discouragement, but they overcame it. And now they have the opportunity to face it again and to have victory. And the same thing with us, guys. There's times in our life where we screw up. We get discouraged. The things of the world have a tendency to beat us down. And instead of facing it, we kind of crawl in the corner and just say, I'm a screw up. I can't do this. I'm not able. I'm not capable. But with Jesus by our side, we are capable. And we know the story of Peter when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus and the other disciples. Jesus said, hey, will you guys pray with me? I'm getting ready to die for the sins of the world. Something that has been foreordained before the foundations of the earth. And I'm getting ready to fulfill this. Can you come alongside and pray with me? What happened, guys? They kept on falling asleep, didn't they? They didn't have any stamina. And so Peter's probably like, oh man, Jesus asked me to pray. I kept on falling asleep. And then it gets to the point where there's this whole group of soldiers and the priests, and they're coming to take Jesus away. And what does Peter do? Instead of realizing this is our Savior's time to pay the price, he pulls out the sword. He says, you're not taking Jesus. You're not taking my Jesus. And he pulls it out and he takes off one of the soldier's ears. And Jesus picks it up and puts it back on the guy. And Jesus is like, put it away. That's not how it's supposed to be. And once again, Peter screws up. And what happens when we screw up? We feel the enemy. We feel ourselves. We feel condemnation. We feel the devil coming at us with accusations saying, man, Courtney, you're a screw up. You can't, what are you doing? You have no business being up here. You have no business calling yourself a Christian. It reminds me of Job in the Old Testament. He was a righteous man. And Satan came to God and said, how about your servant Job? He's not all cracked up what you think he is. And he calls him out and he tries to condemn him. He tries to bring accusation against him. And in the process, Job feels these trials and persecution. And he's questioning, God, what is this? And in the time when we feel the ways of this world just coming down on us, we're, God, are you there? God, am I even a Christian? I'm struggling here. And it says that in verse 15, and Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest and went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest, but Peter stood at the door. He stood outside. Is it possible that he began to feel the guilt of screwing up, not quite meeting a standard that he thought was on his life? And we know two more times he said, I am not. Aren't you the disciple that walked with Jesus? I'm not. A servant girl came up to him. Are you that? Did you walk with Jesus? No, I didn't. And so many times, guys, by our actions, we don't follow Jesus. But this is the great thing. This is the great thing. We turn the pages and we see Jesus restore Peter to fellowship. Jesus said, hey, when you fell asleep in prayer, it's okay. Hey, when you denied my name, I forgive you. Peter, I love you. I have great things for you. Don't let the condemnation or the guilt of this world, of Satan, bring you down. But let conviction come that brings what? What does conviction bring? It brings repentance, guys. It brings a change. It brings a 180 in our lives. It says in Hebrews 4:16. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, just Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us there come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need, guys. And that's what we're talking about, that we might find peace, find hope in this time of need. Can we all say that we need Jesus? That there's areas in our life that we've screwed up this week? Maybe it was a thought. Maybe it was an action. Maybe it was a series of thoughts like we learned last night. But Jesus says, I want you to come to the foot of the cross and partake and let times of refreshing come. It says in Acts 3:19, repent therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Times of refreshing. So guys, when you screw up, God says, I love you. You're perfect. That's why you've asked Jesus into your heart. And today, guys, with communion is a time that we take to say, Lord, I remember what you did for me. I take this bread that resembles your body. And I take this juice that resembles the blood that was spilt for you. You were beaten. You were stricken. They looked at you as nothing, as that you were numbered with the thieves. But it was because of that that we have victory in this life, that we can obtain salvation because Jesus died for us. It says, for I received, it says here in 23, Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. We do this in remembrance of him. And this is what I want you guys to do. while we're worshiping the Lord. Whenever you guys want, just come forward and break off a piece of bread. Dip it in the juice. And if you guys want, you can just maybe grab a corner. You can go sit in your chair. You can sit on the floor, wherever you want. And just say, Lord, forgive me. I know there's wrong things in me. I know I've screwed up. I know I'm imperfect. But you know what? I believe in a perfect God. So forgive me. And just thank Jesus for what he did for you on the cross. And guys, if there's any one of you that want one of the leaders to pray for you, we're in the back and I'll be up here in front. We would love to pray for you guys. Even if you can't put it in the words, we can just pray for you. So as we worship the Lord, at your guys' own timing, just feel free to come up if you're a believer in Jesus and take communion, and we'll just continue to worship the Lord, okay? Okay.